In 1 month, voters in Israel will go to the polls. They're due to decide whether or not they want to keep Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in office. His Likud party is in a close contest with the Labor Party. And one big reason Labor's fortunes have risen lately is Sta'av Shafir. The 29-year-old is Israel's youngest ever female lawmaker. And as Daniel Estern reports, many Israelis are keeping their sights on her for the future.
10 years ago, a young, one-term senator from Illinois delivered a speech so impassioned that it helped catapult him to the White House. Last month, a young, one-term lawmaker from Israel delivered a speech so impassioned that it's become an internet sensation and has some Israelis expecting big things from her.
אתם פשוט מפחדים. אתם מפחדים בגלל שבשנתיים האחרונות חשפנו את השחיתויות שלכם.
Sta'av Shafir stood before the Israeli parliament with her long mane of frizzy red hair, and in a 3-minute impromptu speech, she addressed Israel's right wing. You are afraid, she said. You're afraid because in the last 2 years, we've uncovered your corruption. You took Israeli public funds, tax money that the public worked so hard for, and transferred it to your friends. This was her main achievement these past 2 years in office, helping expose a secretive bureaucratic method that politicians have used to transfer public funds to their pet projects, especially for Israel's controversial West Bank settlements. I spoke to Shafir about her speech at a campaign event last weekend.
I was just furious. I was really angry because I saw these people standing there and with no shame, embarrassing an entire generation, giving young Israelis no hope for the future, while they're stealing our money.
Her center-left party, and Israel's left in general, has been accused of being anti-Zionist, much like one American politician calling another un-American. So her party is fired back. Here's where Shafir's speech reached a crescendo. Don't argue with us about Zionism, she said. Because real Zionism means dividing the budget equally among all the citizens of the country. Real Zionism is taking care of the weak. Real Zionism is solidarity, not only on the battlefield, but by yom yom, in everyday life. Fiery politician was not what Sta'av Shafir imagined she'd be when she grew up. She dreamed of being an astronaut. She wrote a tourist's guide to London. She studied music. Then, 3 years ago, when Israelis took to the streets to protest the high cost of living, she became a spokesperson for the movement.
When we started a protest movement 3 years ago, I didn't want to get into politics. I thought that the political system was a corrupt place where we can't change anything, nobody is listening to us, we don't have people who really represent us. And when I finally decided to join politics, I did it because I felt that, like, there was nobody else to do it. Like, we have to do it for ourselves if we want to have the Israel that we want, if we want to ever see peace and happiness in our country, we have to do it ourselves.
What Shafir did is recruit more than 100 volunteers to pour through Israeli budgets. Their goal? To help uncover how much was going where. Some have said her anti-corruption campaign is just political grandstanding, and she's faced criticism from both sides of the political map. But Shafir has become a kind of shepherd, attracting a flock of supporters trailing behind her. At the campaign event in the southern Israeli town of Ashkelon, Shafir and other party leaders were trailed by young activists in party T-shirts crying out, "Revolution!" And retired men from the town swarmed around her for handshakes and photos. And she inspired 26-year-old social activist Liron Shalish to work on her campaign.
A lot of people were like, oh, she's so young, she doesn't really know how to do anything, she's just using her face because everybody knows her from the protest and blah, blah, blah. And then we believe, like the people that were with her, we believed in her from the start, and we were right. She's going to be great, she's already great, and she's going to be even greater. Like, this girl is like, she's 29, and she's already done all this. So obviously there's more to be expected from her, and like, stay tuned.
Do you see yourself as prime minister one day?
Come on. I'm just in the beginning of this journey.
But are you staying in politics? Are you here to stay?
Definitely I'm staying in politics. I found a way to influence the Israeli society, and I found a way, and I think that we have an obligation. There's no other way.
Sta'av Shafir ended her now famous speech advocating for a politics of hope. Does that slogan sound familiar to anyone? For The World, I'm Daniel Estrin, Ashkelon, southern Israel.